Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Chafei. We are on the second to last daf in the first parak of Maseches Chulin. Right, two more blot until we get to the second parak, which we start Bez Hashem on Shabbos. Okay, Chav Dalet Amid Beis. We are on the Mishnah. We are on the last couple of Mishnayos in the parak, which talk all about contrasts. The contrast Mishnayos. Subtitle that we had the opposite. So this is kind of still opposites that we had, even though yesterday we had Kohanim and Levim aren't opposites, they're just different. But that was yesterday's discussion. We learned how Kohanim are only Nifsal by Mumin, and Levim are Nifsal in the days of the Midbar at a certain age, and after that only when they do not have such a voice to sing with. And we saw this in Machlokas, can they do the other Avodos or not? Okay, but now we are up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin right here, Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Tahar b'kli cheres, tami b'chal hakelim. Tahar b'chal hakelim, tami b'kli cheres. Today we learn a couple of yesodos about Seder Taras, rules and regulations in Tumah and Tahara. Says the Mishnah, what makes a kli cheres tamei does not make any other kli tamei. And what makes other kelim tamei does not make a kli cheres tamei. As we know, cheres has different types of rules in many areas of halacha, tumah and tahara. We'll get to tefilas kelim a little bit later, Be'ez Hashem, but that's the Mishnah. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Brice explains, in what way? Tanur Rabbanan, avir kli cheres tamei v'gabo tahar. The avir of a kli cheres is tamei, meaning if something hangs inside a kli cheres, it is metameit, or if the kli cheres is tamei, the item hanging inside becomes tamei v'gabo tahar. But if something touches the back of a kli cheres, the outside of a kli cheres, even if a dead body touches the back of a kli cheres, so then that kli cheres is not going to be tamei, unless there's an oel and it goes inside, but gabo tahar. Avir kala kelim and tahar v'gabo tamei, and the opposite is true by all other kelim, all the types of materials. The avir is tahar. If I hang something inside a wooden kli, so the wooden kli is not tamei, but v'gabo tamei. But the back of it is tamei. Nimsa, so it comes out. Tahar b'kli cheres tamei b'chala kelim. Tahar b'chala kelim tamei b'kli cheres. That's the one rule number one that we're learning. Rule of regulation: kli cheres is metamei when something is hung inside. Tosas does point out that a kli cheres does not become tamei by something touching its back. Once, though, a kli cheres is tamei, that it can be mitamei other things, even if the item touches its back. V'gabo tar, says Tosas, hainu delo mitamei migabo. A kli cheres cannot become tamei by something touching its outside. Aval imnitma mitocho, but once it becomes tamei, so then nitma nami gabo. So then its gav could also becomes tamei. Right, if the inside becomes tamei, it's one kli, so the outside also becomes tamei. Umetamei acher, it could also make other things tamei once it became tamei itself. Like it says in Taras Kohanim, meruba midas latamei mili tamei shekliheres betamei acher meachorav veinu mitamei meachorav. So you see, there's a power of making other things tamei more than becoming tamei oneself, because a kliheres makes other things tamei migabo. Once it becomes tummy itself, Mashen Kain becomes tummy itself, but never becomes tummy itself by something touching its back. Number one. Number two, a lot of the Bali Machshava, they quoted here in the Magali Sashas, but a number of the Bali Machshava discussed the reason for this. Why is Kli Cheres only Metame al Yidei Aviro, while it comes to other Kalebs, Metame by Migabo? So the explanation given is that by all other types of Kalim, there are two values. There's a value of usage of the kli, right? If I have a metal kli, if I have a wooden kli, there's a value of usage. And there's a value of the raw material itself. Wood, metal, glass. Any of those have a value of just the material itself. Glass is worth something on the markets. Silver is worth something. Wood is worth something. Cheres is dirt. Cheres is earthenware. So cheres is the only kli that its only value is its usage. Once it's made into something, so then it's usable. And then there's a reason to have it. It has a value. But just before it's made, the material itself, the dirt, that does not have a value. That is why, in halacha, the only way that it can become tame is through its usage, which is when something hangs inside of it. Masha'en came by other kelim, the first step in its becoming tame, the base value of the item, is the material itself. And if it's the material itself, so that's why it's even mi gabos. That's what many of the mafarshim say. The the Begolias Hashas quotes this, that from Rav Yitzchak Tzvi Frank, Mishub shekli cheres b'fnei atzmo ne'edar kol erech b'yoser afal ba'alma v'kol chashivuso ena ela b'tocho k'sheyesh lo beis kibul l'fichach v'tami rak b'tocho mimakam chashivuso. Right, and that's why he says that in Nisan Tokef we say mashul k'cheres hanishbar. We are compared to a broken shard of earthenware. Why dafka cheres hanishbar? Ki alav ladas shehu rak afar ein lo shum chashivas atzmis v'shviraso hitaraso. Right, because so to us, what's our goof? What's our goof? Alchemav Esrim, our goof goes back, and the only chashivus is what's inside. What's inside is our neshama. That is what we must take pride in and be careful with. That is like we are compared to a kli charis. And so too, we need shvira to be mitaharas. So too, we need tshuva in order to be mitaharas. Okay, let's continue. So that is the basic din of kli charis versus other kalim, and that's what's taught here in the Mishnah. So we continue. Minani Mili. The Tana Rabbana, how do you know this? How do you know that a klicheres is only metame in the way of tocho and not migabo, and other kalim are the opposite? Minani Mili, the Tana Rabbana, tocho, v'yafal pi shalo naga, tocho is tame, even though the item, let's say a sheretz is hanging in the kli, even though the sheretz didn't touch the kli, ata omer afal pi shalo naga, o eino ela imke naga, do you say that it's only if it wasn't touched, the sheretz did not touch, or is it only if it touches on the inside? When it says tocho, it means it has to touch tocho. So what does it mean? So Yonasan ben Avtulmis Omer, Rav Yonasan says, Ne'emar tocho litame, ve'ne'emar tocho litame. It uses the word tocho, the Torah, in the context of making others tame. And it uses the word tocho, the Torah, in order, in the context of becoming tame oneself. Litame and litame. Ma tocho ha'amur litame afi bishalo naga. Just like the tocho that's used by litame is even if it didn't touch. Af tocho ha'amur litame afi bishalo naga. So too, when it comes to the tocho, becoming tame oneself, so that's even if lo naga. So you learn el litame from litame. So the Gemara says, okay, so where do you know litame from? V'hasaminol, and how do you know that to make something tame is dafka tocho, even without touching? Meaning, if you have a tame klicheres and something else hangs inside of it, so that thing becomes tame. How do you know that? So Amr of Yonasan, so now plain Rabbi Yonasan says, the Torah is made on a klicheres, Rabbi Yonasan says, even if it is full of mustard seeds, very small seeds. Mali chardol is always used when the Chazal want to say an even tiny amount. Mali chardol, right? Like the Chumra of Reb Zera and Mesechas Nida, right? Women are Yoshvos, Shivanakiyam, afilu al tipas dam kechardol. Chardol is always the mashal used to describe a tiny amount. So here, the Torah is made on klicheres, even if it's full of mustard seeds. What's the point? Says there Rashi, that if you have a kli full of mustard seed, then the sides of the kli only touch certain parts, certain seeds. Most of the seeds aren't touched, and yet we know the entire kli is tamei. How is the entire kli tamei? It must be that it's betamei mitocho, because of the airspace, and the airspace makes everything tamei. Right? That's what you have to say. Says Rashi, Maybe not. How do you know? Maybe the mustard seeds will be metame each other through maga, right? The edge of the mustard seeds, the ones on the edge, touch the klicheres. And then those will make tame the ones in the middle. It'll keep going in the middle. Says Rashi, you can't say that. For three reasons. Rashi says three reasons. This you saw this also of Tumah. Three reasons why you can't say that the mustard seeds are metame each other through maga. And therefore, you must say that what's going on here is tame tuma mitocha. Why can't you say that? Says Rashi. The iata, second line in Rashi. The iata yocholomar sheze metame eze. You can't say that one is metame each other through maga. Why? Number one, shahare ein kebetza bekalechad. In order to be metame others, Rashi holds, it have to have a betza size, and therefore these don't have a betza size each. Therefore they can't be metame each other. Vaod ein ochel metame ochel. Secondly, you never find the case where an ochel can be metame an ochel. Why? Because you always have to have a kli be metame an ochel, or a person be metame an ochel. An ochel can never be metame an ochel. Number two. And number three, va'od, imkain, if you want to say that is betame through negiyah, let's say the chicheres is a Rishon. So zeh sheni. So then this mustard seed is going to be a sheni, and then the next one is going to be a shlishi. Vashlishi liyaser revila tamei sam soim. And that it's going to stop. But there's so many mustard seeds, it's going to stop because we know shlishi only exists in the world of truma, and revi only exists in the world of kachim, and then that's it. So it's going to have to stop at a certain point. So for those three reasons, it's impossible. You can't say that what's going on here is a form of Tumas Nigia. And therefore, it must be Tumas Tocho, Tumas Aviro. And that is the Raya that to Biklitame, to make other things Tame, like the mustard seeds inside, it goes through Avir, through Tocho, even without touch. So too, Li Tame. Tosas points out, 2 points. Number one, the bottom Tosas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, Ochel zat makabel tumma daraisa less than a beitza, not a chardel, less than a beitza. So the chardel is not going to become tame, only at the size of a beitza, so you have to say it's lav dafka, says Tosas. It must be, it says chardel, but it doesn't mean tame, it just means a very small amount. So Tosas says on the bottom. But the other point of Tosas I wanted to ask is the second half of Tosas, that Rabbeinu Ephraim, right, what did Rashi is? Rashi dealt with, how do you know that this is tumma mishum avir, or maybe it's tumma through maga? Says Tosfos, the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, I have another suggestion. Maybe it's not Matame Mishum Avir or Maga, pure plain Maga, but we know from other areas of Halacha, Kli is Mitzareif Masha Besocho. If you have a Kli, you have something in it, so that everything inside of it is viewed as one unit. For example, by a Freshes Challah. By a Freshes Challah, let's say you have various loaves, and you want Mafresh Challah when it was all one. So you put them all into one Kli, and then you can be mafrish, and that's considered menamukaf. It's all in one kli. It's all connected. It's all mitzuraf. Let's say you put a big towel over all of them. So as Tosfos, how do you know this is through Tocho, Hiksha Rabbeinu Ephraim, four lines for the bottom, Minola Dehainu Mitam Avir, Dil Mahavi Mitam, Shekli Cheres Mitzareif, Kishekula Nogin Zebazet. Maybe it's because they all go and touch each other. When they're all touching each other, they're all Mitzuref to each other. Not Betoras, one is touching another, it's Tumas Maga. But it's all viewed as one unit. And that one unit is touching the Kli, Vinogin Bekli. But let's say if you would have them hanging, Nitzlam Ba'avir, lo. If it's Nitzlam Ba'avir, you wouldn't be able to say it. So why don't you say it's based on Tziruf? So Tosfos rejects this. Tosfos says it doesn't sound that way from the Book of Bara. V'yishlomar midachsiv hacha kol. Mashma fil nidla ba'avir. Right, the word kol in the pasuk seems to say any case, even if it's hagid ba'avir. And then v'od hasam dashid tziruf midachsiv achas. Mashma shakaf mitzari va'asal kol achas. So v'hacha loksiv achas. Maybe the point is you only say tziruf when it says achas. And here it doesn't say achas, and that's why you don't say it. So the question is a svara question, and the answer is a textual answer in Tosfos. Okay, let's continue. So we just proved that the source for how do you know that the avir is mitame and mitame. Amalei Rav Ada bar Ava l'Rava, Rav Ada es Rava. Similar to the questions that we've had the past couple of days. Whenever we had these opposites, why don't you say a kal v'chomer to say that they can each do what the other one does? We had this by birds, we had this by kahanim and levim, we had this by paraduma and egla rufa, and now we have it here by the kalim. Amalei Rav Ada bar Ava l'Rava, v'yehei kli cheres mitami migabo b'kal v'chomer. Why don't we say a kli cheres becomes tamei migabo? If somebody touches his back through a kal v'chomer, uma kol hakelim she'ein mitamin me aviron mitamin migabon. If all kalim are not mitame, do not become tame through hanging something in their airspace, and yet they're mitame migabon by somebody touching their back. Kli cheres she mitame me aviro eino din she yitame migabo. So a kli cheres that becomes tame me avir surely should become tame. You see, it's more susceptible to tuma, therefore it should become tame by somebody touching its back. So Amar Kra, v'kol kli pasuach asher ein samid alav. The pasuk says in Chukas, at the end of the Paraduma discussion, any open kli pasuach asher ein samid pasil alav, that there is no tight fitting cover on it, so that's going to become tameh in an ohel. Ezel kli shetum aso kodemus lepischo. What's the emphasis of kli pasuach? Which kli has its tuma go through its pesach? Haviomer is a kli cheres. So you know the pasuk is talking about kli cheres because it says kli pasuach, and we know that the only kli that becomes tummy through its pesach is a kli cheres. And we darshin then, it says a kli pasuach that doesn't have a tight fitting cover is going to become tummy. V'chi ain't samid pasil alafu de tummy, and it's only if it does not have something tightly fitting, a cover on it, do we say it's going to become tummy. Hayesh samid pasil alaf tar. But if it is tightly covered, it is tahar. Even if something touches its back, it's still in the ohel of the base, even if it has a summit pasil. But we say it's mitame mi gabo. So a special drasha, special din, that a klicheris is not mitame mi gabo. What about the other case, the other direction? V'yu kol ha-kelim mitamin me'aviron mikal v'chomer. All kelim should then become tame me'aviron. A klicheris, we just proved, cannot become tame mi gabo. So what about the other case? Let all kela become tameh may avir as follows. Uma klicheres she'ein mitami migabo mitami may aviro. If a klicheres does not become tameh through its back, mitami may aviro can become tameh by hanging something in it. Kol kelim she mitami migabon. All kelim that do become tameh migabon from the outside, eino din she mitami may aviron. So surely we should say that you see it's more susceptible to Toma, so it should become Tame Me Aviron, something hanging in it. Amar Kra, Tocho. Tocho shall ze, velo Tocho shall acher. Another pasuk by Klicheres, Tocho. Only in this one's Toch, in the Cheres's Toch, and not in any other Kli's Toch, inside. Right? So that's saying you know that each one is mutually exclusive. Klicheres is only becomes Tame Me Aviro, and other Kelim only become Tame Me Gabo. Says the Gemara now, Vahani Tocho Hadarshinu. How do you use Tocho here to teach me Tocho Shal Zevel or Tocho Shal Acher? Didn't you already use Tocho? Right at the beginning of today's shir. We had at the bottom of the previous Abud, you used Tocho for the Gzeira Shava. Between Litame and Litame. So how do you use it here for Darshini Tocho Shal Zevel or Tocho Shal Acher? So Rashi says, Arba Tocho Ksivi. Really there are four Tochs. Four Tochs are in. What do you mean four Tochs? Really the word Tocho is written twice, and we darshan every tocho in two ways. Because it could have just said toch. It didn't have to say anything. So we darshan toch, tocho, toch, tocho. Right? We darshan both words of tocho and toch and tocho. Arba tocho ksivi. Tocho, toch, tocho, toch. Four words. So, chavlekuf, they want to teach me the ikar adin that it's batame through its avir, the chad l'gzereshava, and want to teach me the gzereshava that we started off with today's shir, kipirik litame and litame, the chad, and want to teach me our case, tocho shal zev lo tocho shal acher, the did that we're trying to figure out, only a klicheres mitame bitocho, but not shal acher, the chad, tocho, velo toch tocho, the afilu klishetef, and want to teach me tocho, but not toch tocho. Even a klishetef. What does that halacha mean? Not toch tocho. That halacha is that let's say you have a kli inside a klicheres. Let's say a klicheres is 5 inches high. And you have another kli inside the klicheres, and the rim of the inner kli is higher than the rim of the outer kli. So the inner kli is sticking higher up. Even if that inner kli is not a klicheres, it's a klishetef. Any kli that is not a klicheres is called a klishetef. Klishetef means that you could dip it in water, shtifa, and therefore, says the Gemara says, every non-klicheres is called shetef. You want to underline it in Rashi, look at the third to last medium line in Rashi, klishetef, kol shar kelim she'enam klicheres, mikri klishetef. Al shem she'yishlem tara b'mikvah. Right, so that is the definition of a klishetef. So the fourth toch is teaching me that even if you have a klishetef, a non-klicheres, inside a klicheres, as long as the inner one has a rim that is higher than the outer klicheres, it is not, what is inside does not make you tame. Okay, along the way here, Rashi clues us in to a couple of yesodos in Tumentara, in this last Rashi, on the fourth rule. Again, one of the four rules, you learn out the regular din of Toch, Aviro, you learn out the Xereshava to Litame and Litame. We learn out, number three, that it's only this one is Avir, Tocho, Velo Tocho Shalacher. And number four, that only Tocho and not Toch Tocho. So along the way, Rashi quoted a couple of Yesodos in Tumentara. If you look at the first couple of medium lines, after Rashi is discussing that this halacha of toch tocho, then Rashi says, "Dei last word on the first medium line. Dei mishum denaga b'chitzon chitzon rishonu. If you want to say I, it will be tami mishum maga. No, the outer one is a rishon. Ve'ein kli makabel tuma elamei avatuma. That's yisod number one that Rashi adds in. that a kli can only become a, that's the rule. Adam v'kelim can only become tummy from an avatoma. The avos atomas that are listed in the beginning of Maseches Kelim, in the first parak, all the avos atomas are mentioned. A kli cannot become tummy from a rishon, meaning a kli can't become a sheni. A kli has to be a rishon, and therefore it can only become tummy from an avatoma. The same thing with people. But that is yisod number one, Rashi teaches us. And then Rashi says, third medium line, but the inner kli, even though its rim is above the outer one, is it? It's sitting in the airspace of a kli cheres, and therefore it should become tamei. So again, Rashi says, what is a kli cheres mitamei? What's inside of it? Hanimini ochlenu mashkim. Food and liquid inside a kli cheres becomes tamei. Aval kelim emitamin. A kli cheres is not mitamei a kli inside of it. That is the rule. The Tanya quoted from Maseches Pesachim. So Rashi adds in those two yesodos, a kli is only matami from an avatuma, and a kli cheres is only matami food and drink inside of it, and not kelim inside of it. Okay, Tosas also discusses here the chiddush of mentioning kli shetef in this context, and not mentioning a kli cheres, and even a kli shetef that's above. What exactly is the chiddush? Tosas talks about that in Dibur HaMaschil Ve'afilu. Okay, let's continue. We are up to where the Aleph of the Bach is. V'lo yehu kol hakelim mitamin migabon, ela mitochan, ubinigia mikal v'chomer. Okay, so we tried to be more inclusive in the kal v'chomers. That didn't work, so now we're going to try to be less inclusive. How about we say, maybe all kelim should not be mitamin migabon, all kelim should follow kli cheres, but even more, be more limited than a kli cheres. Should only be mitamin, we know that all kelim have to be through negia, but maybe it's only negia inside. Maybe we should say that based on a kal v'chomer. What kal v'chomer? As follows. Umakli cheres shemitame me aviro. Eino mitame mi gabo. If a kli cheres is mitame me avir, and it still is not mitame mi gabo, so kol kelim she'ein mitame me aviron, eino did she'ein mitame mi gabon. So all kelim that are not mitame me avir also shouldn't be mitame mi gabon. Aye, so how should they become tame? The Torah says negia. So it means negia inside. Negia inside, not outside. So it should be very limited. Amazing Havamina. Amar Kra. No, can't be. V'chol kli pasuach asher ein samid pasil alav tamehu. The pasuk that we quoted before. Any kli pasuach that does not have its samid pasil, that is not tightly covered, tamehu, becomes tameh. Hi, this one, only by kli cheres we darshin. Haihu, tchi ein samid pasil alav tameh. This one, if it's not covered, is tameh. Hayesh samid pasil alav tahar. And yet, if it has a tightly fitting cover, it is tahar, because that prevents the tumah from coming in. There's no avir. That, this kli has a distinction. Ha, kol ha-kelim, but all other types of kelim, it doesn't make a difference. Beit sheyesh samid pasil alayhem, beit sheein samid pasil alayhem, mi tamin. Any other kli becomes tameh, even if it does not have a summit puzzle. Because it's Batami Migabo, so we darshan that in this context. Okay, weiter. Next Mishnah, keeping in the Tuma and Tahara world for one more Mishnah. We have Tuma and Tahara here, and then we're going to get into Zra'im. Right, so it's everything's in this, at the end of this parak, because it's the Mishnais of contrasts. Says the Mishnah, Tar Bekli Eitz, Tame Bekli Matris. Tar bekli matris tameh bekli eitz. What becomes tameh by a kli eitz, wooden kalim, does not become tameh by a metal kli, and vice versa. What exactly is the Mishnah talking about? So the Gemara explains that there are certain types of wooden kalim that are not makabel tuma. Those exact types of metal kalim are makabel tuma, and vice versa. Where? Tanu Rabbanan. Here it is, says the Tosefta. Golmei kli eitz. A golem is a kli that's basically finished, but you didn't put the finishing touches on it. It's usable. It's definitely usable, but you didn't put the designs on it, you didn't smooth it out perfectly yet, but it is definitely usable. So that's a golem. So if you have a golmei kli eitz, we'll see the reasons for this on Amud Beis, but golmei kli eitz, tamei, and they can become tuma already, even though they didn't get to the final mamish stage, but we still say they can become, tamei means they can be makabel tuma. Pshutehen tahorin. But if you have a flat piece of wood, so that is tahar. That is not makabel tuma, even if it has a use. But it's not makabel tuma if it does not have a base kibul, if it doesn't have a receptacle area. Pshuteyan, flat wooden kalim or tahar. And the opposite, gomei kli matris, if you have a golem of a kli matris, a metal kli that is basically finished, but you didn't do the finishing touches on it, tahorin, that is not mekabel toma. For a metal kli, it's got to be totally finished. Pshuteya tameyim, but if you have a flat piece of metal, then it's going to become tameh. Right, the head, the ptur, of the flat of pshutei only applies to pshutei kliates. So what do you see? Again, nimsa tar bekliates tamei bekli matris, tar bekli matris tamei bekliates. So the opposites apply. Golmim and pshuteihen. Right, the opposites apply to each of these. Stop there for a minute. This is all on a d'oraisa level. On a d'rabanan level, even pshutei kliates are metame. The Rambam says it's beferish. The Rambam in Hilchas Kalim, Aleph Yud. Interesting, the Rambam starts off Hilchas Kalim. I don't know how many. I think there are a few. Not too many. How many sets of halachos in the Rambam start off, and the Rambam says there are no mitzvos discussed in this set of halachos. If you look in, look at the beginning of any sefer. So the Rambam says, if you look at all the other ones, the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Beis, there's one mitzvah. Paraduma, there are two mitzvahs. Tumas Saras, there are eight mitzvahs. Tumas Ochlin has one mitzvah. Mikvos has one mitzvah. So in Sefer Tara, it's only this one. Hilchas Kalim, there's no mitzvahs. The Rambam says, Inyan elu ha-halachos leida kelim she-mekablin tumah mikol elu atveyas. You know what this, I'm going to talk about here? The Inyan. Inyan elu. Once heard Rav Asher Wai say that nowadays, there's no mitzvahs. Right? You don't hear shirim on mitzvahs. You hear shirim on inyanim. Be-inyan this, be-inyan that. No, there's no mitzvahs. There's only inyanim. So go back to the Rambam. The Rambam right here. Hilchas kelim. Inyan elu ha-halachos leida kelim she-mekablin tumah. The inyan of these halachas is to figure out which kelim are makabel tumah from all tumas. The kelim she'in mistamin, the ketan mistamin, a kelim umitamin. It's interesting. All Hilchas Kelim, the longest mesechta in Shas in Mishnah is Prakim. So all of Hilchas Kelim, the Rambam says there is not one mitzvah. All 28 Prakim of Hilchas Kelim, there's not one mitzvah that I'm going to discuss. I'm just going to describe a halachic issue. And that's what we have to spend time doing. So the beginning of Hilchas Kelim, the Rambam says there are seven types of Kelim that are makabel tumah midaraisa, shiva mini kelim hein, shiva makabel tumah minatar, ve'elohein, begadim, sakim, kliar, based on the pasuk, he quotes seven types of Kelim. And then he quotes, what about bone Kelim, what about these Kelim, all different types of Kelim he discusses. And then he discusses glass Kelim in halacha hey. Glass kalim is it important? That's generally, it's not in the Torah, glass kalim. So for most areas, we'll see this on Ebed Beis also, it is Durabanan. Klei Zechuchis, says the Rambam in Halacha Hey, Einon Mekablin Tumah Midivrei Torah, V'Chachamim Gozer Olein, Shei Mekablin Tumah, but the Chazawar Gozer on glass, they should be Mekablin Tumah, why? Hoil V'Tchilas Bir Yasson Min HaChol, Kichli Cheres, Harehein Kichli Cheres, since they come from the ground, they come from sand, so it's close enough to be considered dirt that if you make it into a kli, it will become tamei. Umipneisha tochan nira kabaran lo gazra leishi tamei aviran ela achetigatu abahen. But even though it comes from the same source as a kli cheres, the grounds, and you make it from sand, but it doesn't look like a kli cheres. It doesn't look like a kli cheres. You cannot remake glass. You can remake if it breaks. But that's why it's in the middle. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses this in the beginning, that Kli Zechuchis is somewhere in the middle. So regarding our halacha here, I wanted to mention, in halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Kli Eitz Mikablehen Tuma Midivrei Torah, Aval Pshuteyen Ein Mikablen Tuma Ela Midivrei Sofrim. But their flat kelim, their pshutein, are only mekabel tumah midirabanan. Right? Shnemar mikol kliyets o beged v'chulu. Only midirabanan is it mekabel tumah. Okay, stop there for a minute. There are, interestingly, I saw the Shara Mesiyan. You know, let's just finish up the other exceptions, and then we'll get to it. The Rambam just says that regarding Pshutehen, they are Tameh Midrabanan as well. But there's one type of case, the Rambam says, it's not in our Gemara, the Rambam says that there is Tumah Midaraisa even by Pshuteh Kli Eitz. And that is by Tumas Medris. Bamed Ramamurim continues the Rambam in Perak Aleph Halacha Yud. Bamed Ramamurim Shet Tumas Pshutein Midivrei Sofrim. Bishar Tumas Chutz Tumas Medris. By all types of Tumas. Touching it, carrying it, and in Ohel. That is all. That's all Pshutein or Tamei Midrabanan. Aval Bemedris Hazov. But we know when it comes to Azav, Azava, Anida, when it comes to certain, Azav. Mishkav Azav and Mishkav Azava, let's leave it at there. If Azav sits on something, if Azava sits on something, so then they are Metameyit, and this is one of the only exceptions to the rule, that the Tumah does not go down, it stays the same level. Usually an Av makes a Risha makes a Sheni makes a Shlishi. By Tumah Azav, this has come up various times in the past, a Zav sits on something, a Zav is an Avatuma, so the Zav makes it into an Avatuma as well. A Mishkav Hazav, a Merkav Hazav, if a Zav sits on something that's usually sat on, then it becomes an Av as well. So that could even be by Pshutei Kliyetz. Avo B'medrus Hazav HaChaveirav Mistamin Min HaTorah. Even Pshutei Kliyetz could become Tamei D'Oraisa. Shenemar, Kol HaMishkav HaShayishkav Alav HaChulu, Kol HaAsui LaMishkav HaLamerkav Kamosha B'Yarnu. Right, that is the halacha when it comes to pshutei kliyetz. So again, the Gemara says pshutei kliyetz are not metame. So we said two things. Number one, that on a derabanan level it is metame. And number two, that's even in the case that it's tame on a deoraisa level. And that is when it comes to medris, hazav, and mishkav hazav. I think we quoted in the past the thought that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein quotes from Reb Soloveitchik in the Sefer Zichron Harav, where he says there, how does it work? How does Mishkav Hazav work in Lumdis? So usually we say this to answer a number of other questions also, but at least just the Yisod. How does it work that it doesn't go down in Tumah? Right? Every other Tumah, besides maybe one other exception, of Cherev Hariyo Kachala, but generally Tumah always goes down. Av makes a Risha, Risha makes a Sheni, and here Azav sits on something, and it stays the same. So if Soloveitchik explained that maybe the point is because Azav is not really Metame anything. Azav does not make anything Tumah by sitting on it. But you know what Azav does? Azav makes it into a certain classification. A Zav sits on a chair, now that chair is called a Mishkav Azav. That's what the Zav does. He's not Metameh yet, because Tumah would have to go down. But a Zav makes it into a Mishkav Azav. And you know what? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then Halacha says, that it becomes an Av. Because a Mishkav Azav, just like a Sheretz, did a person make a Sheretz into an Avatumah? No, it's the Metzias of the Sheretz. The Metzias of the Sheretz makes it into an Avatumah. It means it's an Avatumah. So too says Rav Soloveitchik to explain this halacha. If a Zav sits on a Mishkav, sits on a Merkav, it doesn't mean that the Zav is not directly being Mitame yet. There's no Mitame and Nitma. There's just a Magdir. The Zav is Magdir it. It makes it, defines it as a Mishkav Azav, Merkav Azav, Memela. Once that's true, that Mitzias, that is one of the Avos HaTumas. Those are the two exceptions that I wanted to mention by Pshutei Kliyetz. One on a Daraisa level, one on a Drabana level. There are two contexts. The Sharm Sena Balacha quotes this. Two contexts where Pshutei Kliyetz comes in handy. That we dafka use pshutei kliyetz because we don't want tumah to spread. Where are those contexts? Number one is the Rambam in Hilchas Bias Mikdash in Beis Chaf. The Rambam says there, what happens if somebody finds tumah in the Beis HaMikdash? Let's say you find a dead sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash. So you got to get it out, right? You don't want the sheretz to stay there. So what do? So, first of all, is it Shabbos? Is it weekday? If it's Shabbos, you have another problem because it's muksa. Says the Rambam. It also depends where it is. How holy, what holy spot is it in, and is it Shabbos? So says the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. Kol makom shechayavan al zdono kareis lashik agaso karban. If the sheretz is found in a place that's where, if you would have walked there, your chayav kareis. Daraisa shegasal karban. If you went there, if you were tamei, imnitzei sham tuma b'Shabbos. If you find tuma there on Shabbos, motzino. So you got to get it out because it's in such a holy spot. It's all the way inside, so you got to get it out. V'shar hamakomos kofen alav kli adachar Shabbos. But in the other places, let's say it's only in the Ezras Nashim, if it's outside, so you just cover it up. You don't move it on Shabbos because it is muksa, and muksa does not override. If it's all the way in, then you have to get it out right away. Ukishehein motziyin, and when you take it out, says the Rambam, ein motziyin oso ela bipshute kliyetz. What do you use to take it out? You use pshute kliyetz. Why? Shein makam l'tuma, shalol l'rabos is a tuma. You don't want to cause more tummy things to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you carry it out with your hands or with any type of kli that has a base kibble, so then it would spread, it would be another thing that's tummy in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why you use pshutei kliyetz in order to get it out. That is one context. Once we're here, though, the Mishnah Melech here has a question. Mishnah Melech does not answer this question. He goes back and forth. He has two columns on this. Beautiful question. Once you have it in your hands, ask the Mishnah Melech, right? You have it not in your hands. Literally, you have it on the Pshutik Liyetz and you're walking out. Where do you take it to? Do you take it to right outside this area? To the place that if you had found it here, you wouldn't carry it? You wouldn't be Kofa Lovas Akli? If you find it in the Azara, we know that you take it out. Where do you take it to? The Efshar is possible. Right when you get through Shar Niknar, you get into the Ezras Nashim. You're not Chayef Kares anymore there. You got to put it down right there. Period. Because you're carrying Muksa Shalol Asarech. You got to put it down right there. Or do we say, says the Mishnah Lamelech, once it's in my hands and I am carrying it on this Pshutei Kliyetz, so that I can take it to wherever I want, I can take it even further outside. That is his suffix, and he goes back and forth discussing it. There is a Tosfos at Beitza that weighs in on this issue. Right? What is Tosfos at Beitza? Tosfos at Beitza is not about Beis HaMikdash, but it's about Tumah. Tosfos at Beitza says, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Tosfos at Beitza says, Gimel Amid Beis, in the context of moving muksa, umikan poskin, taha de kaimalan davar shemalakto le iser asur, enodaf gelzorak uvelzorak makomo. We know kli shemalakto le iser, you're allowed to move. Let's say you have a stapler, you have a scissors, you have a pen, you're allowed to move those on Shabbos if you need the spot or you need to use it for a mutter purpose. Zorak uvelzorak makomo. Aval, lezorak uvelzorak makomo. Shari, so far you're allowed to move it for them. What happens if once it's in your hands, let's say there's a pen on the Shabbos table. There's a pen that's forgotten on the Shabbos table, so I have the pen in my hand. So where am I allowed to take it to? Do I have to take it off the table and then drop it? Says Tosis, you could take it to wherever you want. Once it's in your hand, Tosis Paskins, you could take it to wherever you want. That is Tosis and Beitza. And it's not just Tosis and Beitza. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and the only shaila is how far you go with this. Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Ches, right, this is the Simon about Muksa, about moving Muksa and moving Tzarek Gufo and Tzarek Makomo. Says the Shulchan Aruch, once you have it in your hand, Umutur lo lito mishamu lahanicho beza makom sheyirtse. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Ches Gimel. Says the Magen Avraham, Tekiva chu biyado, Rashoi letaltelo yoser. Once it's in your hand, you're allowed to move it more. But then there are the two extensions, which the Vilna Gaon and others are not happy with. The Magen Avraham extends it. V'nira li, diafilu shachach v'natzla biyado, rasha l'tatlo yoser. Let's say you didn't pick it up with a heter of a klisha malakto l'isser that you're allowed to pick up. You forgot that it was Shabbos. And all of a sudden you realize, ayve, I have muksa in my hand. Says the Magen Avraham, because you didn't do an isser when you picked it up, it was a shogeg, you're allowed to extend it. So that's not so clear in the postgame. Is the shachach the same thing? And number two is, if you look in the other achronim on the page, look in the Rabbi Kiva Eger here, he quotes from others that say this applies to all muksa. Musa machabas, chazar, and kiss, and other muksas that you have in your hand. Right? So that's also not clear. Maybe the only heter is by a klisha malakta l'isser. By klisha malakta l'isser, that's not, we discussed this back in Masech HaShabbos years ago, klisha malakta l'isser might not even be real muksa. Other muksas, muksa machmas chesed kiss, muksa machmas gufo, muksa machmas isser, there are other types of isurim, so this might not be a real type of muksa. Anyway, that is all, though, one category, one context where we see that pshute kliates are used. The other type, pshute kliates that are used, I'm not going to read it inside to save time, I'll just mention where it is in Hilchas Mikvos. If you want to move rainwater from one area to another area without being makabalit in a place, also to make it go, flow on pshute kliates, that is also something that we use. Okay, let's continue though now. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says five lines from the bottom. So we said, gomim and pshutehen are opposites. The Elohein Golmei Kliyetz. What are Golmei Kliyetz which are Makabal Toma? Remember, Golem is something that is almost finished, doesn't have the finishing touches. Kolsha Asid Lashuf, anything that you are going in the future to smooth out. Lushabetz to design, Lagara to smooth more. Lacharkev to put a netting on. Lahatiach Betunis to use. Tunis is a type of fish. I don't know if it's tuna, but Tunis to use to be smooth it with Tunis. To make it smooth, mechuser kan, or if it's missing a base, or ogen, or a rim, or ozen, or a handle. In all these cases, they're usable, but it's just not perfectly finished. So in all those cases, by kliates, tame, they are tame. Mechuser chatita tar, but if they're totally not hollowed out, then they're tar. If they don't have a base kibble at all, then they're torker. They're not usable. Says the Gemara, that's pretty obvious. B'chusar chatita pshita, it's obvious. They're not usable. They don't have a hollow inside at all. So lo tzricha techak kapisa b'kava. No, it's somewhat hollowed out. It's a little bit hollowed out, but not where you want it. Right, you're going to do it in the size of 3 lugin, and you only did it a little bit. So that's also not finished yet, but that's a case of tar because we assume that is not really fitting at all in your mind. So that is Golmei Kli Eitz. Just one ha'ara on the Tosa. The Tosa's on the bottom here. It's Akasha. Rabbi Talmai, it's Akasha from the second parak in Sanhedrin. Daf Chaf in Sanhedrin, and he quotes a Mishnah from Kalim that's quoted there. I just saw the Sharm Sinai Balacha has a ha'ara. Interesting, why didn't Tosa just quote the Mishnah in Kalim? Why did Tosfos quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin that quotes the Mishnah in Kalim? So the Rosh Yosef says on this Tosfos that you find, Rosh Yosef quotes the Tzlach from the Noda Behuda from Maseches Brachas, Daf Lamed Hey, and also on Daf Beis, Shederech HaTosfos, Af Shehema Mishnayis Mufurashos. It's the Derech of Tosfos, even if there are Mufurish Mishnayis, if they're in Zra'im or Taharis, sometimes Tosfos will quote the Gemara that quotes it, because that's what people are more familiar with. Shahatalmud akobaki in bo. It's not only nowadays. Not only nowadays that people don't know Mishnayis from Zeraim and Taurus. Right? That many don't know. So that's why he quotes it. Right? We all know Sanhedrin, but we don't know Kalim. So that's why the Shemizah Malacha is mayor that it quotes it from Sanhedrin instead of quoting it from Kalim. Okay. Let's continue. So the Gemara says that is the Golmei Kli Matris. Golmei Kli Eitz. What are the Golmei Kli Matris, which are Tahar? The Eilu Golmei Kli Matris. Kol Shasid, Lashuf, turning over. Lashuf, Lashabetz, Lagarer, Lachaker. Same thing. Anything that's going to be smooth or designed or rubbed, Lahakish Bakurtis. Anything that still has to be beaten with a hammer to smooth it out. Mechusar Kan, Oget Ozen. If it's missing a base or a rim or a handle, Tahar. All those cases are tahar because that is not considered ready enough. Mechusar kisui tame. But if it's only missing the cover, then that's okay. That's tame because it's still a kli that can be used, just that it doesn't have the cover. Fine. So now the Gemara says, what's the svar? Maishnahani, maishnahani. Why is it by finished kalim, but they don't have the finishing touches? Why is it by the wooden ones it's tame and by the metal ones it's tahar? So 2 days. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, hoel v'lechvod asuyin. Rabbi Yochanan says metal kalim are designed to use in a dignified, special way. At special occasions, metal types of kalim. And therefore, until their mamish finished till the end, they are not mekabel tuma. Rav Nachman Amar, hoel v'dmein yikarin. Opposite, no, because they're much more valuable. Because they're more valuable, that's why they have to be totally finished. Rashi says, "Va'ad da'avidi lenoi lo chazalum alsayu limacher biyoker karei lahem." Until they are made in their beautiful way, they are not roy to use for their usage. My bad. What's the difference between the two reasons of they're used to be in a dignified way or they're valuable? It could be now kli etzem, a bone kli, a kli made out of bone. It's valuable, but it's not used in a dignified way for special dinners. That's the difference. The Azar of Nachman, the time man of Nachman, who says you go by value, then it goes Lushitaso, Dummer of Nachman, Kliyatsim, Klimatkas dummy. So you see, that's the Nafkamino. Kliyatsim is like Klimatkas. They both go by their values. Go by their values. Michlal says the guy, 1 second, the Kliyatsim Makabli Tuma? Is this to tell me that a Kliyatsim is Makabal Tuma? Right, is that what you tried to tell me? So the says, yeah. The class is the Kabbalah too, but the Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Baruch Omer, Mata Malomar, V'chol Masi'izim Tischato. What does that pasuk mean by Midyan? O Masi'izim, or anything made out of sheep, Tischato. What part of the sheep? Lahavi, or goats. Lahavi, Dover, Haba, Mina'izim, Mina'karnayim, Mina'tzlafim, to include anything that comes from the goats, even their horns and even their hoofs. Shar beim v'chay minayin. How do you know by other animals also? Tamalomar v'chol maaseh. All animals. If kei matamalomar izim. So why does it say izim? It applies to, if it applies to all animals. Prala ofos, excluding birds. These parts of the animal by birds, one cannot make a kli from. It wouldn't be makabel tum. Okay, stop there for a minute. And we mentioned before that, interestingly, the Gemara talks about metal, the Gemara talks about wood, the Gemara talks about kli etzem, the Gemara talks about cheres. What about zechuchis? So glass is not in the Torah anywhere. So that's why in most cases it's drabanan. For tum and tar it's drabanan, but also, as we know, for tevilas kalim is drabanan. The parsha here this week, hopefully it should be up, I gave it last night, I uploaded last night, we mentioned the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, in this week's parsha, Parsha Matos, whether the entire mitzvah of tevilas kalim is daraisa or drabanan. Rashi says daraisa, and the Ramban says Drabanan on this week's Parsha. I don't have it in front of me. But, actually I do have it, but I'm not going to read it, because we got to finish. Says the, yeah, we're going to finish in 2 minutes. The other context, though, is Tfilas Kalim of glass. Even according to Rashi, that Tfilas Kalim is Daraisa, by glass, it is Drabanan. One for sure has to Tovel. One for sure has to Tovel. Some say, oh, glass, you don't have to Tovel? Of course you have to Tovel glass. Even if it's only Drabanan, you make a bracha on glass, 100%. And there are certain items, are they glass or not? All the Lexes, Duralex, Pyrex, all this, all the posts can discuss it. Is there a bracha on those? But the first halacha in Tfilas Kalim, Simin Kufchaf and Yeredeya, Hakone me ovi kochavim, Klei Suda, Shel Matchis, O Shel Zechuchis, O Kalim Amitsubin Be'ever Vechulu, you have to Tovel, you have to Tovel. Is there any nafkamina then between glass and non-glass? So the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Chayi Adam. Are you allowed to Tovel in a large amount of snow? If you have a very, very large area of snow, could you Tovel in snow? Yeah?
Do they transport
mikvos like that? Right, they transport mikvos to the hot places. It's still, it's one big piece of iceberg. And they transport it. But can you Tovel? Let's say you're in a place without a mikvah. I remember I got a call from Talmidim once. They were on a ski trip out in, I don't know, Colorado, Utah. And they called them. They said, Rebbe, we bought a pot. We want to Tovel in the snow. So I said, it's got to be a lot of snow. First of all, they ended up not doing it because they were scared they weren't going to do it correctly. They went to where they were found the mikvah, got Kalim mikvah. But number one. And number two, I said, if it's metal, probably should not be done. Why? Because of this Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva here says, quotes the Chaya Adam, that by glass you could be mako by snow, because glass is only tefillin midrabanan. But by other things that are daraisa, you should really find a real mikvah. Okay, that's a one nafkamina in terms of glass. But that's not discussed in the Gemara, because that's drabanan. But all the other the materials that are daraisa are discussed here. Right? Eitz and mateches and etzem and cheres are all in the Gemara. Okay, so we had V'chol Ma'ase Izim Tischato. We had that pasuk, and now we are up to the Mishnah, finishing that area. Just if you want to look, the pasuk that Ma'ase Izim Tischato is. Maybe I'll just read you that. I wanted to mention it by Perek Lamed Aleph pasuk Yud Tes and Chaf. So this is the instructions that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving for all the halachas of Tumah when they came back from Midyan. He says, "Kol harig nefesh v'chol nageh b'chalot tischato b'yom ha'shlishi v'yom ha'shvi atem u'shvichem v'chol beged v'chol or." Where's I started from the previous? Where's the pasuk? Here's Rashi, right? Rashi here. Anybody who kills somebody, kol nageh b'chalot tischato b'yom ha'shlishi v'yom ha'shvi v'chol beged v'chol kliyah v'chol matziza v'chol kliyetz tischato. Right? You have to purify all of these. So Rashi points out, where's the Rashi, if I could find it, here it is. Yeah, it says Rashi, b'mei nida, k'din shar t'mei mesim, sha'af l'divri ha'omrim k'ivri nachrim einim atamim ba'o'el, atem kriyim adam, bein nachrim kriyim adam, bodu sh'nachrim atamim ma'agam ha'masa. Why in all these cases, right, by Ma'ase Izim, right, the pasuk that our Gemara quotes, why do you have to be matarid? Isn't this all from Goyim, and Goyim are matamim mes? Rashi explains, no, they are matamim b'magu b'masa. They're mesim armatame by touching it and by masa. Masha ein kein, Jews are even matame be ohel. Right? A goy is not is by matame be ohel, but they are matame be magam masa. This is why there's the major problem and issue, and it's very hard to get out of a kohen going to medical school. Even in Chutz La'aretz, where we assume the cadavers are all non-Jewish, unless you know otherwise, but still, non-Jews have been talking about magas. So you want to say, oh, he's going to be able to take anatomy without touching anything. Without touching anything, go ahead, and therefore they're not talking about, oh, it's very hard. But that's one of the issues of a kohen going to medical school. In turn, I don't think it's impossible, but it's unusual because there are certain halachic challenges that one has to get over, so one really has to speak to a Rav if there's a situation that is true. But a major issue is the anatomy and a Kohen touching a dead body of a non-Jew, because that also, Rashi says right here in our Pasuk, it's also a problem. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah, Hachayev b'shkeidim amarim patamim mesukim. Now we're going to Zroim. The bitter nuts that are chayev and maisris, at that stage, Patr b'mesukim, the sweet nuts are patr. Hachay b'mesukim, patr b'marim. What are we talking about here? As we'll see, we're talking about certain nuts that are bitter when they're small and sweet when they're big, and some nuts that are sweet when they're small and bitter when they're big. So each one, when they're very bitter, they're not edible, and therefore they're not chayiv b'tshubas u'maisrus. So that's what we're going to talk about. Tana rabbanon, shkedim hamarim ketanim chayavim gedolim paturim. The bitter nuts are chayiv when they're small because they're not bitter yet, And when they're bigger, they are pater. Misukim, gedolim chayav, and katana paturim. And the sweet ones are chayav when they're gedolim, because those are sweet when they are bigger, and they're pater when they're katanim. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum Aviv, Zev, Zev, Liftar. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi says, no, they're both pater. Because even if it's not bitter now, it's going to become bitter, or it was bitter. V'yamrila Zev, Zev, Lachiv. Another one says, no. As long as they have a stage that they're going to be chayav, that they're always chayav. Om Rabbi Law, Ho Rabbi Chanina Bitsipori, Kedivri Omer Zevazel Liftar. Rabbi Law said, Rabbi Chanina Paskin, they're both Liftar. Ulaman Damer Zevazel Achiev, Gedolam Maichaz. Why are Gedolam Chayev at that stage? Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ho the Yochalam Maskan Idea, or. Because you could cook them, and they'll become sweet, so even though they're bitter right now, you could do something to them. It's Biyotcha, so therefore we say it's going to be Chayev and Maestros even right now. Okay, we'll stop here. We will continue tomorrow.